this started, you know, this there is some history, and but it's been this sort of, like, I think of it sort of low-key cyber volleying back and forth at each other. We see this various places of the world. You know, the sort of well-known example is sort of what we see in between Pakistan and India, where the two countries sort of deface each other's website. You know, you grab somebody's website, you figure out how to make some dangerous face show on it, or put your propaganda message there. We've seen that with the Syrian Electronic Army doing that to various media companies around the West. And that's sort of what we've been seeing historically. I think what makes this interesting here is that it sort of looks like somebody got tired of this and said, look, I'm going to yank up this game to a different level. And when we look at this and sort of take apart this Yemen cyber army and really try to understand who they are, they're an interesting beast. They sort of look a lot like other Iranian actors. We think of Al-Qassam cyber fighters and Parastu and the Iranian cyber army, and that are more sophisticated, and they act in a way that sort of makes they act more sophisticated. And what we've seen here is this, where the cyber activity turned into an information operation. And I think that's sort of the interesting part. And it's so well orchestrated to a degree where you're saying, this is not just a guy in a basement. This is something more.